Welcome to The Sage and the Song, an archetypal exploration on life, love, and leadership. I'm Britta Greenviolet, singer, songwriter, creativity mentor, and conscious leadership coach. The stories we tell about our lives shape our lives, and I'm here in service of rewriting the script, crafting a new narrative where it's needed, and liberating your mind, body, heart, and voice to express the fullness of your unique medicine. Ooh, episode one. I am so excited and delighted to be here with you. So let's dive in. First of all, we're gonna start at the beginning. Archetypes, what? Who and what are these mysterious energies called archetypes? Where did they come from? When did they come from? When did they emerge? How do we recognize them? And why bother? The origins of archetypes are absolutely everywhere and are as old as storytelling itself. Think mythology, cosmology, society. Even if you don't think you know about archetypes, you do. You live and breathe and speak and think them day in and day out. When you meet someone, your mind subconsciously categorizes them. This is helpful for us as humans. Sure, it is definitely limiting and can easily slip into judgment and stereotype. And as a side note, we'll talk lots more about the judge as this journey progresses, because that's a pretty common one. And besides it being somewhat limiting for us at times, it is also important to recognize how clarifying archetypes are in our lives. They help us identify our people, our friends, our collaborators, and our co-creators. They help us make decisions on who to trust, what type of work to choose. They act as a sort of signpost toward our sacred yes and our sacred no. And if you're still not quite sure what I'm talking about, think about the last time you described someone as a drama queen, or as a warrior, or as a mother or father figure, or as an energy vampire. All archetypes. So the word archetype, which was originally coined by Carl Jung, comes from around 1540, mid-16th century Latin. Arca, meaning primitive, beginning, origin, or first place, and typos or typos, meaning model, pattern, or type. So archetypos, archetypon, archetypos means something like something molded first as a model, or the original pattern from which copies are made. In psychoanalysis terminology, again as defined by Jungian psychology around the year 1919, archetypes are primitive mental images inherited from the earliest human ancestors and supposed to be present in the collective unconscious. End quote. They're believed to be very closely linked to instinct and definitely operate at the level of the subconscious. Beyond the constant daily subconscious use of archetypes for our basic understanding of life and relating to one another, archetypes are also the skeleton of our most popular cultural narratives. Every storybook, novel, fairy tale, folklore, or myth you've ever heard is absolutely brimming with archetypes. The I Ching and the Tarot are both classic systems laid out as journeys. And sacred geometry is archetype expressed through shapes. So all of this really gets into the importance in our lives of symbols. All personality typing systems including but not limited to Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, Human Design, the Gene Keys, and astrology and horoscopes all lay out spectrums of human archetypes, which, when used wisely and with discernment, help us live with more intention and more awareness for our own strengths, weaknesses, and proclivities. Even the major and lesser-known religions are packed with archetypes, showing us examples of saints, saviors, martyrs, deities, and devils. It would be impossible, truly, to acknowledge every source and scribe, every sage and mystic, side note, see what I did there, dropping more archetypes, who brought us a deeper comprehension of the importance of this ineffable storytelling device. But it's certainly worth dropping a few names. Plato, perhaps, is at the far end of the spectrum as the origin of archetypal hypothesis. Carl Jung is who actually coined that term, archetype. And Joseph Campbell really took Jung's work and spun it into what we commonly know today as the hero's journey, which has also been modeled on as the heroine's journey. And really, technically, every author who ever told a tale of heroic proportions, where the protagonist undergoes a deeply personal and transformative journey, also gets credit for adding fuel to this beautiful mystic fire. Some modern-day contributors that I would love to give props to are Carolyn Mace, who has done so much work on this idea of archetypes and has a really great body of work, including a card deck. Kim Kranz of The Wild Unknown, who also has an incredible card deck that I'll be referencing throughout this podcast series. And definitely the creators of the Rider-Waite and the Thoth tarot decks. So Rider-Waite was developed by Arthur Edward Waite and designed, the images and paintings were designed by Pamela Coleman Smith. And for the Thoth Tarot, that was written and imagined by Aleister Crowley and then painted by Lady Frieda Harris. So really important to honor those lineages because they show up in so many places in the world and in society. And side note, interesting that both of those very iconic tarot decks were sort of conceived by men and then actually created aesthetically by women. I'd also love to give props to Angelus Arian, who is the author of The Fourfold Way, Walking the Paths of the Warrior, Teacher, Healer, and Visionary, which is one of my favorite books and perhaps one of my top recommendations for spiritual guidebooks. She also wrote a book called The Tarot Handbook that we will be referring to throughout this journey. And lastly, another teacher of mine, Barbara McAfee, who is creator of the Full Voice System, which I am a facilitator of, which is a really beautiful alchemy of archetypes and leadership development and the chakra system, all based in self-expression and really liberating our voice in a way that actually accesses the entire spectrum of what our voice is capable of. So those are just a few modern day contributors that I am paying some homage here to. And I'd love to share this short little quote from the Tarot Handbook by Angelus Arian. She's actually quoting Jung here. "The psychological mechanism for transforming energy is symbol. The psychological mechanism for transforming energy is symbol. So to embrace and befriend the archetype is to see our life through the lens of symbol, and to use that perspective to then create positive transformation in our thoughts, energy, and actions. While I could go on and on and on about archetypes, I'll conclude this introduction with a share on why I'm such a devotee and how I'm weaving these concepts directly into my life and into my work. So this is personal and professional applications. Over the last few years, and maybe the last 12 months more specifically, I've become more acutely aware of how the systemic cultural emphasis on doing dominates my daily choices and habits. And this happens both consciously and unconsciously. And I seem to wake up a bit more each and every day to the many ways that oppressive, toxic, patriarchal power over dynamics keep weaving their way into my thoughts, my productivity habits, and my choices. While I've always been an avid reader, and in particular a huge fan of fantasy fiction, I am a total sucker for a heroine or a hero's journey. It's only recently that I started to understand that archetypes could offer an alternative path to achieving. And it's important to say that there's nothing wrong with setting goals, right? But when we become goal-oriented, we cease to be present in the process. In the framework of traditional goal setting, the prize becomes all-encompassing, and it's so easy to lose sight of our wholeness and our well-being in the process. Archetypes, on the other hand, offer this hawk's perspective, taking us up and out of our small, narrow-minded, highly, highly focused on doing mentality, and gives us a fresh perspective on the grand arc of our lives. So the question becomes, rather than what am I achieving, who am I becoming? And I'm finding that a lot more intriguing these days. I'd also love to offer here a shout out to a few of my beloved business mentors who have supported my continual transformation as a guide and a leader, and who have brought forth these concepts in the framework of business and entrepreneurship in such a beautiful way. And so shout out to Nisha Moodley, Katerina Satori, and Monica Shaw. Much love and deep respect to these ladies. A final note on archetypes. They are dynamic. They're not static, and you've got lots of them moving through you at all times. There may be certain archetypes you embody your entire lifetime, whether you like it or not. As Carolyn Mace points out, which archetypes you experience has nothing, literally nothing, to do with your preferences, desires, or what you want or find attractive. It's not about picking and choosing the person you long to become. Rather, it's a call from deep within, and a tendency, a natural tendency, maybe something you can't even explain, from your soul to lean in a certain direction. I love how Kim Kranz, in her Wild Unknown Archetypes deck, splits the archetypes into selves, places, tools, and initiations. We will certainly play in that landscape, using symbol and mythic imagination to gain new insight and hopefully some wisdom into how our archetypal journey can liberate us and lead us back home to ourselves. The Song. This is a short little original ditty that dropped in for me this past spring of 2021 as I was driving around the islands of the Puget Sound looking for my future home. Ben and I relocated from Santa Barbara to the Pacific Northwest, and this song just popped out as I was holding the simultaneous anxiety and excitement of transplanting myself and ourselves in a new place. It's called Grand Adventure, and it's what we're all doing.
It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure. Never know where you're going, grateful for where you've been. The way before you is shrouded, mystery your captain. Never know where you're going, grateful for where you've been. The way before you is shrouded, mystery your captain. It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure. Going where you are guided, trust your path within. The way before you, uncertainty, make it your friend. Going where you are guided, trust your path within. The way before you, uncertainty, make it your friend. 'Cause it's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure, a grand adventure. It's an adventure.
Thank you for your presence, for your precious time and energy. You can find out more about me and my work at brittagreenviolet.com. Until next time, may your mythic adventure through life serve up nourishment, courage, curiosity, and awakening. This is the Sage and the Song, signing off.